Good morning, Easter people. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. We are so glad to have you on this beautiful, glorious Easter Sunday. And as everybody is getting seated, I know this is going to make it difficult for you to find a seat, but please greet and speak to those folks around you, in front of you, behind you, across the aisle from you. It doesn't make any difference whether you recognize them or not. Wish them happy Easter and give them God's peace for the week. Now, if you don't mind, please let's settle down. Let us prepare our hearts for worship by singing our hymn of preparation, which you will find on the inside top of the page of your bulletin. I don't want to take up too much time today with the announcements, but I would like to ask you to please turn in the back of your bulletin to the calendar, because there are a couple of things I would like to call to your attention. Of course, I want you to read the announcements more carefully that are printed in your bulletin, please. But you will notice that tomorrow the church office will be closed because of the Easter holiday. And in addition, tomorrow evening, The time is from 2 to 6, we'll have game day. Game day is when folks bring board games, cards, whatever they want to play, to the fellowship hall and have just a casual, good fellowship playing different board games and different games. You will also notice in your bulletin the confirmation boxes. We urge you, encourage you, ask you to put notes of support, congratulations, welcome to the confirmands, and their boxes are just outside this side door. So don't forget them. We also mentioned in the newsletter that you might be in thoughtful prayer about the support of Epworth Children's Home. We have our Mother's Day offering for Epworth Children's Home, and that is one of our ministries. Please think and pray about what you can do to help those children. And I also want to call to your attention the fundraiser for the Greater Greenwood United Ministries. That is also one of the organizations, the groups in our community that we support. There's going to be a 5K run or walk, and the registration forms are available in the church office. Wednesday's hot Wednesday supper, if you will notice, is going to go to missions. IHOP is going to be doing breakfast for dinner, and the proceeds will go to missions. So we encourage you to be present Wednesday to help support our missions outreach. Now, prepare your hearts for worship as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ.
Will all who are able please stand and join us in this morning's call to worship. Day has dawned and shadow is left behind. The stone is rolled away and hope is reborn.
This is the day our God has made. We will rejoice and be glad.
God opens to us the gates of righteousness. We enter to give thanks to our God.
We give thanks, for our God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever.
Set your mind on things that are above. Look up and welcome Christ appearing.
We have been raised with Christ. Glory is being revealed to us on this holy day.
As we prepare for our invocation as printed in your bulletin, I would like to say welcome to the family. Those of you here today are here because you have a bondship that extends beyond time and space, and you've come from far and near, and we welcome you to the family today and so glad you're here as we join our hearts to worship God. Join with me now in the invocation. powerful and loving God, you have raised Jesus Christ from the dead. God raised us too. May fresh life burst among us like buds awaking to the spring. May shields of distrust and self-hatred, which keep us from loving, be broken away so that our new life can emerge. May new communities spring up where fear has kept us from the stranger. Keep us patient in making peace and building justice. Teach us to trust the slow process from seed to stem, from stem to flower, from flower to fruit. Breathe on us with your Spirit through the risen Christ. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as a divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen.
Thank you.
The gospel reading for today is from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. This reading describes the discovery of the empty tomb, the different responses of the disciples, and the appearance of the risen Jesus to Mary Magdalene. Please stand as we hear the reading of God's word. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them the things that he had said to her. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Holy God, on this day, when we sense afresh your resurrection power, on this day when we join our voices and musical instruments together to give glory to our Lord and Savior, we are so thankful for these times of high worship, these times when we are truly prepared to give praise and exalt our Lord and Savior for who He truly is and for what He truly means in our lives. And to repent for those times when we forget, or those times when we choose to deny you. We thank you, dear God, for your love that on this day affirms again that God so loved the world that he sent his Son to save sinful humanity. We're so thankful for this day, dear God, when we embrace again that you are our shepherd and that you lead us. And it's not always quiet valleys that we go through. Sometimes we go through the clamors of life, the stresses and the realities of day-to-day living, the issues that face all humanity. And we still affirm Christ is King. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. And we pray for these whose names are listed in our bulletin this day, for those who are in the hospital, for those recovering, for those in the midst of the issues of life, the continual struggles that go on and on. And we thank you for times of victory. And we know that you're with us in the troubling times. So we pray for these, Almighty God, for you to touch them, to be with all of those within our church family who need a touch of your healing, calming, loving hand. Again, dear God, we pray for those who are not able to be with families this day. Economic reasons, separated by oceans, serving in hostile environments, those willingly going where they were sent to share peace, to share the good news of Christ. Be with them this day, dear God, and let them know that their church family is praying for them. And not for them only, but for all of those who are faithful and diligent in fulfilling their task. As always, we pray for those in leadership over us, the bishops leading the church, those elected officials leading our country. And together we pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithes and offerings. Ushers, would you come, please?
Hey.
us pray. Almighty God, we affirm to you that all of life is a gift. A gift that we have been so blessed to receive. And the things that we receive in life are equally gifts. So now we return to you a portion of that which we have so graciously received. Bless the giver and the gift. Bless those who have not or chose not to give this day. To you, Almighty God, the greatest gift of all, we give humble praise. Amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children forward for the children's message.
I'm changing up on you today. I want you to come this way. We switched sides. Again, that's right. Here are our symbols. So I want everybody to gather right here. Tucker, can you sit down right here? Oh, not on my feet. There. Oh, watch out. There you go. Oh, it is so good to see all of you. Happy Easter. Isn't it a wonderful day? We are celebrating our risen Lord. We have our small children's altar here where we have added a symbol every week during Lent so that you can remember some of the Bible stories. Let's see. We have rocks that we put down first. Do you remember what those were from, Cecilia?
By Satan, but he did it because he tempted him to turn the rocks into bread.
Right. It reminds us of the story of Jesus on the mountain for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And Satan, one of the things that Satan tempted him to do was to turn the rocks into bread, but Jesus did not fall to that temptation. Let's see, we have a bowl of water, and that reminds us the story of Nicodemus. And he told Nicodemus that you had to be born of the water, and that reminds us of our baptism. We have a candle, and that reminds us what? That we are to be, does anybody besides Cecilia and Mary Ashlyn know the answer? That we are to be the light of the world. Remember, you should go and spread God's love. We have a pitcher, and that reminds us of the story of the woman at the well, and that Jesus told her to believe, and she went out and told all of the town people the wonderful story about Jesus. We have the cloth, the strips of cloth that remind us of, do you remember? His name was Lazarus. And he came back from the dead. Jesus told him to rise up and come out. And, oh, what about these? Sam. Palm Sunday. And we had a palm procession here. And we had so many children and families to join us in that. But is there a new symbol out here for today? Oh, my goodness. I don't see anything here.
Seems kind of a shame not to have a symbol on Easter.
Yes, Larry, it does seem to be.
Hey, I've got something.
Okay. Oh, I think Mr. Larry's going to say a box.
It's not just any box.
Not just any box?
This is a very special box. Does anybody remember this box from a few weeks ago?
Besides
other than Cecilia?
Cheyenne? I mean, Nevada?
There's words.
You know, words in this
you
box?
You are absolutely right. What words are in here? What's that word?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hold that. What word is this?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right. We haven't been using those words all during the time of Lent because we've been saving them up for today. Today is Easter. And today we say hallelujah and alleluia, and we sing it. And we've already done it several times, and we're going to do it again. Here's what I'd like you to do. There's not quite enough to go around, but I would like you to take the alleluias and the hallelujahs that we took down on the first Sunday before Lent, and I'd like you to put them back up here, all along the rail and along the other places. That would you pass those out? And while you're doing that, I want you to practice something with me. At the end of the service, you're going to hear, "The Lord is risen," and you respond, "The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah." Let's try it, okay? The Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Now see, the adults usually listen to the children's sermon better than that. So let's get the adults involved in this one also. The Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You'll see your part later on.
All right. Let's put these back up. I don't have nearly enough, so let's let some of the younger ones do it. Can you stick that back? Ella, you can turn around and put them back up here. Remember how they were when we took them down? Would you put one on our special table, though? Oh, there's lots of it. Well, not lots, but we have several more. There you go, Caroline. Do you want to put one up? Why don't you and Spence do that together? Let's see. There you go. Remember, we had them all along the chancel rail? And Drew, Sam and Hannah, can you do one? Here you go, Drew. Stick them up. Stick them up there. Can you stick them? Evan, can you put one up for me? Oh, wonderful. There you go. Emma, you mind putting one up? Okay, Ryan, here. Would you go put one down at the other end? We want to make sure everybody can see them. All right, Trace, would you put one up? Maybe stick one right here. Mr. Larry had them everywhere. And remember, hallelujah. Did we get them all up? So we can see them all. I know it. We've got tight quarters up here. We don't want to step on any fingers. Oh, let's put it right here. Oh, it's upside down. All right. Now, let us all bow our heads and say a prayer together. Dear God, thank you so much for sending your son and sharing his wonderful story with us. Let every day be an Easter celebration. He is risen. Amen.
As the children leave, I invite you to turn to the third page of your insert and join the choir in singing the Aaron David Miller arrangement of Hallelujah, Jesus Lives. Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here today, because this is the day that affirms for us and to us of what Christianity is about, which is the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. For those of you that were here last Sunday, I'm sure you have thought about and remembered the quite profound title I had for my sermon. Title, Now What? And this Sunday, equally profound, in What Now? I know that for those of you who are very academic, you get a great charge out of that. But I would like to affirm that since last Sunday, Palm Sunday, we have been on an intense journey. Last Sunday, it seemed everybody in Jerusalem was out to affirm that Christ was King. Here at Main Street, we have had several worshiping opportunities to bring us into contact with what was happening during that week. We were in the social hall on last Thursday as we embraced the reality that all had deserted Christ. As I was there worshiping during that time, I thought to myself, what would the story have been if just one disciple had said, Lord, I'm going with you? What would the portraits in the stained glass windows of our churches look like? If just one person had said, I'll stand by you, I won't forsake you at the trial, and even though I might be afraid, I'm not going to give in. Last week I asked you the question, of all of those who embraced Jesus Christ as King, who would you have been in that crowd? As I thought about my own personal journey and wondering just who I would have been, I was jolted by the reality that it would not have mattered. That if I was anyone in that crowd, I would have denied my Savior. On that black, dark, bad Friday, when Jesus died, there was one that embraced him. It wasn't the disciple. It was a thief. A thief hanging there on the cross and dying with him. That's not someone you would have expected to affirm that Christ was King. And so as we journeyed through that week, and we come to today, and today there is still one, a woman who goes to the tomb in the midst of darkness, the Bible says, and you can only imagine that other than physical darkness, there were other types of darknesses as well. Darkness of defeat, of lostness. I'm sure around there somewhere there were physical darknesses, just like they are here in our congregation this morning. emotional darknesses. And so Mary comes to the tomb. And she sticks around. And she sees something that no one else sees. She sees the angels. And she turns around and meets who she thinks is the gardener. Isn't it amazing the various ways that Christ reveals Himself to us? Sometimes it's through a little old lady. Sometimes it's a little old man. Sometimes it's through the touch of a child. But if our hearts are open, we experience Him. We experience Him shining through and bringing resurrection to our own hearts and lives. I love history. And many times, reading through the dark, gloomy days of war, various wars, in the midst of it, I will find some chaplain's prayers. I will hear of others who give testimony that Christ is King, no matter which side they are fighting for and no matter which flag they embrace. They affirm Christ is King. The story was told at Brezhnev's funeral in 1982. And then Vice President George Bush was there. Mrs. Brezhnev stood beside the casket of her deceased husband. She stood there during the entire procession. And they said just when the soldiers came up and put their hands on the lid of the coffin to close it for the last time, said she turned and did one of the most rebellious acts of civil disobedience that anyone could imagine. She took her hand and across his chest she drew the sign of the cross. There, for that person who stood boldly for atheism, she pleaded for the grace and the resurrecting mercy of God to say, this is not the end. This is not the final story. That there is life after this. Today we come here affirming that resurrected life. We affirm that in the midst of that night, that dark morning, at some point in time, resurrection power shook the earth. Resurrection power rolled back the stone. Resurrection power turned into wimps, too, of Rome's elite soldiers. Resurrection power raised from the dead our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do I prove that? Well, the only proof that I know exists is in the lives that were changed during those next few days. When this one went back and she said, let me tell you what I have experienced. I have experienced this Jesus. He is risen. She was the first one to receive the commission to go and tell. If you know any part of the story, you know the rest of the story, how these frightened disciples closed into a room, literally scared to death. Changed into a dynamo of energy and message. And you and I today, right here at Main Street United Methodist Church, represent the message that they proclaimed. And not only here, but all throughout our town and all throughout our state and all throughout our world this day, people are gathering everywhere to affirm that message. Proclaim by frightened persons, scared for their own life. Story was told of a young priest at a Catholic seminary when the dean of students went to him and said, "I want you to preach at tomorrow's chapel." The young priest was absolutely petrified. Just like some of you would be if I would say to you, "I want you to preach next Sunday." You would go for a week without sleeping. Well, he went for a night without sleep. He stood in the pulpit on that next day and he says, "I have no sermon. Christ is risen, go and tell. You're dismissed." The dean of students was livid. He went to him and he looked at him. He said, "Son, I'm going to give you another opportunity. You'll preach at tomorrow's chapel." Well, that didn't do any good for his anxiety because he didn't sleep that night either. And he studied and he read and he thought, no sermon. He got in the pulpit the next morning. He said, "I guess most of you know what I'm going to say." And they nodded, "Yeah." "I have no sermon. Go and tell Christ is risen." Dean of students was double livid. He said, "I'm still going to give you another chance to redeem yourself. You will preach at the next chapel service." Next chapel service came. The young man stood in front of the student body and he says, "How many of you know what I'm going to say?" And about half of them nodded their heads. "How many of you don't know what I'm going to say?" And some of them shook their head no. He said, "For those of you who know what I'm going to say, tell those that don't know." And they turned and said, "Go in peace. Christ is risen." The dean of students walked up to the young man and he put his arm around his shoulder. He said, "Today I have heard the gospel proclaimed. For those of you who know, go and tell those who do not know. Go in peace. Christ is risen." This morning, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. What now will you do about this story? Will you go and tell those who don't know Christ is risen? Amen. Number 327. Thank you. There's a responsive benediction printed in your bulletin. The Lord is risen, and we are risen with him.
The Lord is risen, life eternal is ours.
The Lord is risen, and death has met its master.
The Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.